I am always struck by the dedication of South Sudanese people to their families, their neighbors and friends, to their ideals, and to this new country they fought so hard to create, especially those of you who returned from abroad, drawn home to be part of this better future. I urge you not to let go of your dream of a united, peaceful, and prosperous South Sudan, the South Sudan you and your neighbors strived and suffered to build. My government is working with other members of the international community and IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, to press for the start of peaceful, inclusive negotiations that promote democracy and the interests of all South Sudanese people. We welcome the signing of a cessation of hostilities agreement and the agreement on the status of the detainees as critical first steps towards building a lasting peace in South Sudan. As we work together toward that peace, let us keep in our hearts the same words that President Obama spoke to commemorate the great leader Nelson Mandela, and I quote, "Reconciliation is not a matter of ignoring a cruel past, but a means of confronting it with inclusion and generosity and truth," end quote.